We are going to adjourn the meeting, right? We're all done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Appoint the next Wheatland School District Superintendent. But before we do that, I just want to let everybody know about this tedious process we've been through. So here's just a little bit about what happened.
Brady, could you speak up into the microphone?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't. This has been a long, arduous, four-month process. We'd like to thank the Yuba County Office of Education for all of their help, guidance, and support in this great endeavor. Yuba County Superintendent Rob Brager, his executive assistant Haley Pomeroy, Executive Director of Human Resources Mary Hang, and Community Engagement and Emergency Response Administrator Amy Nord. They all provided all the agendas, information on all the candidates, and the delicious food for all of our long, late night meetings. Thank you all very much. We appreciate you. We held six forums and survey opportunities for all staff, parents, and community members. We met with the county to discuss the 27 applicants and picked six. They were interviewed by a collective group of district employees, community members, and two board members at Yuba County Office of Education. Then we met again to pick our top three candidates, and they were interviewed only by the board. We took our top two candidates to dinner individually with their spouses to get a feel of them on their more personal level and see how well they would fit with our community and our district. Usually we do site visits. This year we decided to do things a little differently. We took them to dinner, so that was really nice to get to know them on a personal level. We are extremely happy with our decision, and I'm sure all of you will be too. May I have a motion to announce our next superintendent, please?
I make a motion to nominate Angela Galker as our next superintendent.
Board Member Regine Waltz, how do you vote? Aye. By unanimous decision, we now accept Angela Galker as our new superintendent.
Happily! There's two board meetings next month, you can have them.
She has worked tirelessly. She has done so much paperwork, so much meetings. She has kept us all together. So from us, I'd just like to thank you, Regine, because it's been a lot, and we are all so appreciative of everything that you've done. So, wasn't it
great? Regine, you did a great job landing the plane.
The plane.
Yes.
I landed.
Now that the board has voted, it is public.
Are there any additional comments?
I I just wanted to thank everybody for their contributions to coming to the community forums, to giving us your opinions, letting us know what was important to you. It helped guide our decision making on all of this. I wanted to thank all the candidates who came in and took the time to talk to us. I'm very grateful to be part of this, and thank you for all of your work.
Position. It was not given. There was a lot of candidates, a lot of long interviews, a lot of back and forth, and Angela was the shining star at the end of it. So it wasn't handed to you because you've worked here. You very much well earned it.
I'd just like to add, I'm not a board member, but I'm going to add anyways. They know I kind of don't keep my mouth shut. I've spent 16 years here giving my heart and soul to this district, and I can't think of a better person to pass the torch to than Angela Galker. We have worked side by side for 16 years, and she knows what's important in this district. She knows relationships, and she knows all of that. So I am extremely happy that the board chose Angela for this position. I'm not happy with the board that I didn't know till yesterday, but.
We gave everybody a fair chance. We went through everything. There was a lot of sleepless nights. There was a lot that went into it, and I'm very excited. I'm very excited to work with her for my short remaining time here. And so.
20 years isn't that short.
I said my remaining short time.
I know. That's what I said.
Okay, well, if there's nothing else, we will adjourn to closed session at 5:30.